Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Sorry, Bartholomew Kent, do you have a second?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you okay?
I'm a little muddled, but what is it you wanted to ask? Go ahead.
I've just never seen you not in the suit and tie.
No, you're right, I'm not wearing a suit and tie.
Sorry, none of my business.
I just came out of the pod, and it feels different than when I'm just going to sleep.
Yes. Oh, I know. And then sometimes you have this, like, yearning for something sweet, like chocolate that you've hidden throughout the ship.
I haven't experienced that particular yearning, but yeah, something like that. This feels significant in some way. It feels like it ought to be documented.
Oh, well, I was actually coming here to get one of those R73 forms.
R73 illness?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't feeling too good this morning, and I think I ate some bad something.
I have one in my office, which is
where we're standing.
Oh, my office. Yes. Right in this stack here. Yes. Here you go.
You okay? Thanks, Bartholomew.
Hey, Captain.
Hey, Beatrix.
I'm sorry to bother you. But is something, does something seem off about Bartholomew?
Off? What do you mean by off, Beatrix?
Well, I was talking to Bob, and he mentioned that he saw Barty without his suit and tie, and when I saw him earlier today, I thought his hair looked a bit mussed, and he was wandering around as if, you know, he sort of knew where he was, but usually he's got so much purpose in his step.
Oh. Well, you know, it's Sunday after all. He must be doing his Sunday reflections. You know, that's what he does. He presses down a little bit, and he just, you know, takes it a little more easy, puts on the denim, you know.
No, I appreciate that, but Barty's really the only one who kept track of the days. I don't know if this is Sunday or Friday or any other day, and I don't know, Cap, I just feel like something's off.
You think so?
Hey, oh, Beatrix, sorry, were you talking to someone?
Oh, I was talking to Captain.
Oh, hi, Captain.
Hey, Bob.
Hi. I think something's wrong with Bartholomew.
That's what we were just talking about.
Oh, really? He's naked in the kitchen.
Whoa.
What?
He's naked in the kitchen, and he's writing with a marker on the wall something about find the paperwork.
Let's maybe go check on him.
Okay.
Okay. So then if we just look at the lettering, and then all... Could it be the font? No, that's not right.
Oh, Marty! He's not naked. He's just not wearing a jacket. I mean, that's pretty much naked for Barty.
Yeah, see? That's my whole point. And besides, those boxers have chickens on them.
Yeah, I've never known him to be a chicken guy. Barty?
Yeah, Beatrix, yes. You can help.
Shouldn't you correct me? It's Bartholomew.
Oh, no, Barty, Bartholomew, it doesn't matter. Beatrix.
Yeah?
I was in my office earlier, and I was looking around. There are these forms everywhere. It really seems like there's a lot of paperwork compared to how much we're getting done. But listen, I...
Bartholomew? Hi.
Oh, Bob!
Yeah, I'm here too. Maybe you should sit down.
Yeah.
Maybe I could take the pen. Hand me the pen.
We need to figure this out.
Yes, we do. Right? Right, Beatrice?
Yeah.
But maybe we could all just hand each other the pen.
Okay, here, you have the pen. Okay. Listen, in my office, I found something written. It said, the answer is box buried. Does that mean anything to you guys?
Well,
there's...
The Boxberry?
The Boxberry, it's...
The Boxberry?
Yeah, it's the room that the captain combined all of the stuff from the box room into the library when we weren't allowed to go into the box room anymore.
I really don't like going in that room.
There's a blueprint of the ship in my office. There's no Boxberry mentioned.
Well, it was something that, well, I think we came up with.
Yeah, well, we weren't supposed to go into the box room, but we needed boxes, and so... Beatrix renamed it the Boxberry because all the boxes were moved to the library.
I renamed it. I thought Bartholomew renamed it.
No, I'm pretty sure. But then, like, we had to find something to do with the books, but we're not sure what happened to all the books.
So the Boxberry is the library then?
Yes.
It's the library. Okay, thanks, guys. I gotta go. See you later.
No,
just don't make a mistake. Don't go into the box room by mistake. Hey, Beatrix?
Yeah?
It's really weird and quiet around here without Bartholomew.
I don't know. Something just doesn't seem right. Something's been off for days. Something in the captain was being... The captain was being weird.
What?
You know, whisper, the captain was being weird.
I can't hear you.
I said the captain was being weird.
Oh.
Actually, Bob, why don't we step outside for a few minutes?
Okay. Don't we have to fill out the form?
Yep, okay.
Captain?
Oh, Bartholomew.
I have something I need to do in the Boxberry.
Oh?
I need to ask you a favor.
Go on.
Turn off your supervision of the room.
I absolutely cannot do that. As you know, our regulations call for us to not do such things. So
I expected you to say that. It was actually written here that you might.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps this will mean something to you. This is a code 27364 situation. Please turn off your monitoring equipment.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Bob, I'm sorry. I just needed to get you outside.
Whoa! Beatrix, that door almost killed me.
Why did all the lights flicker?
Here, I'll go back in. Ow!
Why isn't it opening? It usually opens.
I walked right in. Beatrix, what's going on? Hello?
Wait. Bob, stop knocking. This isn't even... I don't remember this forest.
What?
I don't remember this area of the forest. I don't think I've ever been here before. Where's my line?
It looks just like the forest.
No, Bob. I drew a circle in the dirt around the ship last time to see if you and Barty would ever cross it. That line's not here. This I can't even see over the tree line. I used to be able to see over Beatrix? The tree line.
Beatrix, deep breath.
Okay. I'm a scout. I'm scouting for the situation.
And it's the chickens.
Huh?
It all started with the chickens. On the shorts? The briefs? The chicken briefs.
Is that like some paperwork, the chicken briefs? Like, I don't understand. Is that part of your auxiliary services?
Don't you think it's a little strange that Bartholomew wears chicken underwear? I don't think that's Bartholomew. Huh? Huh?
Okay, Bob, I was with you up until then. I think that's Barty. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But regardless, we have to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. You and me, Beatrix.
Mm-hmm. Today, you're a scout.
And today, you're a chicken hunter.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Confirming lack of external monitoring. Hey, Captain, can you hear me? Good. Stay out of what surely doesn't concern you. Okay, let's see here. Left quadrant. And then if we just bend down here, and there is the latch. Okay. Place behind ear to commence organic upload. And in we go. And oh. Oh, yes. Ah, I remember. Oh no.
Alpha Sector, clear! Go, 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 go!
Alright, it looks like this hallway is clear. Where'd you learn that language?
Yeah, isn't it cool? Okay, cover me!
I'm covering!
Hey, did the lights just flicker?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think so.
Captain?
Captain?
Moment ahead!
Bob, shh.
Moment ahead!
Shh!
Moment ahead!
Wait. Wait. I'm gonna go take a closer look. Stay here.
Careful. No.
Stay here. Bob, stay. Don't Bob, go away. Stay here. Cover me. There's a lot of dust on this window, but if I just... Bartholomew?
All right. Handkerchief in, double Windsor knot as usual, and we're back. Captain, 3960, re-engage.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
It is indeed, Captain. Good to speak with you. Listen, Bob, Beatrix, have you seen them?
Well, I'm having a little trouble with my surveillance room, so no, I haven't seen them.
Oh, dear. Well, I didn't have a note of that. I'll put it on the list of to-dos, and we will send a technician right away.
See, that's why I can always count on you, Bartholomew.
Wonderful.
Oh my God, Bob!
You're back!
What's happened to you? Oh my God!
I don't have long. Barty!
Oh my God, Bob! What? Someone's coming.
Beatrix.
Bartholomew.
I'm glad to see that you're back in shipshape.
What? But Bob, what happened?
Bob was doing some excellent work. He was looking to help you out in your workload. He went out on a scouting mission.
What?
Yeah, he got a little caught up in a poisonous thicket, and he made it back, but then you can see the results. That particular poison causes some psychosis. Don't worry about anything he might have said, but he's going to be back, and you know what? I think we'd better have a bit of a celebration to promote all the hard work he's been doing.
Okay, Barty. Is there a form that I should sign? Now that I've woken up?
Oh, well, the R2 is sitting right here for you, Beatrix. I always have those ready.
Thanks, I'll just take the pen and... Thank you. Do you mind if I keep this?
I do.
Okay.
If you need more, I'll have the quartermaster robot send some to your room.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you when Bob wakes up.
Any concerns, Beatrix?
No. I just feel bad that this happened to him when it was for me. That's all.
Me too. But everything will be normal now.
Mm-hmm. Bob, I'm so sorry. Don't trust B.
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Mike Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard, with special guest Scott Thompson. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries. The good people.